Hello, welcome to chapter number 9, Services Operations Management and Business Pricing. You all know that pricing plays a very important role in any business, and similarly, when we talk about pricing in services operation management, it plays equally important role. Especially in services, because services are more intangible, it is very difficult to price the service product. And when we talk about capacity management in services, again, because capacity has a direct impact on price, again there is a direct impact on services operations management. And we'll see that how and why this pricing becomes so critical, and in the competitive market, which you are all aware, pricing plays a very, very important role. What we are going to learn here is, I wish to explain you the difference between cost and value. What is cost and what is value? I will also share with you the difference between fixed and variable cost, which you probably would be aware of. I would help you understand the cost plus versus the cost based pricing or the value based pricing, and how do we build a pricing strategy for a service product, and explain different pricing tactics, also when to lower the price or when to raise the price, how to price a service product, and use methods of pricing, different methods of pricing. So these are some of the learning objectives which I have decided for you in this chapter, and I feel once you know most of the things, probably you should be in a position to discuss about price or take a decision on pricing with regards to services operations management. When we talk about introduction of it, price, you all know, is that what you charge for products and services, and it is one of the most important business decisions you make. Believe me, as a marketeer of the services, price is one important decision. Similarly, for customers also, for many of the customers, I would say, price plays a major role. And some of the people, especially in the country like India, probably first they see the price and they see the product or features of the product. There was a survey by one of the automobile manufacturers while they were talking about the pricing strategy, that in India, people first see the price and then they see what is the safety of the car or color of the car or what are the features of the car. So for a lot of people in India or across the globe, price plays a very important role. Probably price can help make decisions. So setting a price that is too high or too low will at the best limit business growth. So we need to understand how this price can help us take a big decision and help the businesses to grow rather than limit their growth. At worst, it could cause serious problems for sales and cash flow. If the price, there is a pricing issue with the product or service, you can get into big problems, and especially in sales and definitely about the cash flow. Because if sales is not happening, then you can only have nightmares for cash flows. Price is determined by what a buyer is willing to pay. A buyer is willing to pay. A seller is willing to accept. And third but not the least is competition is allowing you to charge for that product or services. So this is how you need to decide how much a customer can pay for it, how much I should accept, and how much competition is going to allow me to play. So this is the basic criteria, but there can be many other criteria when you talk about pricing. But to introduce price as a matter of understanding, I think this slide gives you how much should we charge, how much somebody is ready to pay, how much should I accept, and how much competition is going to allow. Yeah. Price is on the business decision variable, is one of the decisions variable over which organizations can exercise some degree of control. See, when we talk about control, see, lot of parameters like customer arrivals, customer demand pattern, customer movement, customer choice, these are some of the factors wherein you do not have a direct control. But with regards to pricing decision, organizations have a lot of control. Probably they can exercise some degree of control there. For many businesses, pricing strategy is very important before they enter into the marketplace. Before they enter into the marketplace, pricing strategy is very important. Established businesses can improve their profitability through regular pricing reviews. See, what I mean here is you need to have continuous updation about what is happening with the price in the marketplace. You need to talk about the best price, you need to talk about the least price, you need to talk about the quality price, or you need to talk about the value creation. So you will have to decide, or one has to decide, that what is that price, or what is that price which is acceptable to the customer and acceptable to the businessman and allowed by the competition. So that is the best price for you. So best is not the highest and best is not the lowest. It is that price, it is that best price which customer is ready to pay, and he sees that you are creating value in that best price. We wish to share with you here the difference between cost and value. So a lot of people have confusion with regards to what is cost and what is value. So cost of a product or service is the amount you spend to produce it. When you manufacture a product or when you deliver a product in the process of services, there is a cost in doing all that activity. So all that cost is the cost of the product. Price is the final reward for providing the product or services. So price is what you get from the customer for providing him the product or services. And value is that which customer believes the product or service is worth to them. So value is a perception. Value is the belief which customer feels that he has received by buying your product or services. So pricing should be in line with the value of benefit, value of the benefits that businesses provide for its customers, while also bearing in mind the price competitors charge. See, why I am bringing in competition? Because today we are in the era of competition, and competition at no stage can be ignored in the process of pricing. So please be aware of competition always and at every moment, especially when we see telecom domain and insurance domain. Every paisa matters a lot. So pricing, when you are talking about pricing, please keep competition as one of the most important ingredient in your decision. So I wish to give you a very simple example of what is value. A simple example could be of a plumber. So a company, or the cost for a plumber to fix a burst pipe at a customer's home may be ₹125. So a plumber's real cost, what he has to invest, could be 125 for the travel. Material cost could be ₹200. So plumber is coming to your house or to an office, and the cost of traveling by taxi or by train or by rickshaw is say 125. The cost of the material, probably he is using some couplings or some pipe and all that, so cost is roughly to say 200. And if he spends roughly 1 hour, and we are saying that his 1 hour cost could be ₹100 for case of an example, the total cost adds up to 425. But if there is a leakage in the house, do you feel the cost of the leakage is only 425? And therefore it is said that the value of the services created by the plumber could be little higher than 425. And if plumber says, okay, I am going to charge you ₹900, and if you feel that leakage was very severe and ₹900 is fine with that, so customer will not hesitate to pay him ₹900. So what I mean is, cost of the plumber was only 425, but the value created by him was say 475, and therefore if he charges to the customer ₹900, the price is value based price. So this is what I say. It is very important that what is the kind of value the service provider is creating at the customer's place, and what is the kind of belief customer derives out of the value created. So this is what is important when you talk about services operation. So service operations, or you will also understand, or now you will get that reason why people are moving towards services more and not product. Because when it comes to services, the feel of value, the feeling or the belief of the value or the perception of value is little far more better, and probably realization is far higher, and therefore probably you make little more profits in the services, subject to you create real value. Maximizing profitability is the most important parameter for any business, or optimizing profitability. So what benefits customer gain from using your product or services? The criteria customers use for buying decisions, for example, speed of delivery, convenience or reliability. What value customers place on receiving the benefits you provide. And whenever possible, or wherever possible, set prices that reflect the value you provide, not just the cost. So see, this is when I say how and why pricing, and keeping in mind the optimization of the profitability. See, a lot of issues when you say value. So in Bombay, like, time is very important, or because of the distances. Now you have to travel from say Kalyan to VT, then you have to spend roughly 50 minutes or 1 hour. So you are investing that. So probably for you, speed of movement, speed of the transportation, or the ease of transportation, convenience, and all that could be very important. But similarly, but at the same time, at a remote location, probably out of Bombay, say in Nashik, probably somebody will have to travel from one place to another. But for him, speed of delivery could be a little different, because there won't be that kind of scenario the way it is in Mumbai. There is a challenge at every step here, and that kind of challenge may not be there in Nashik. There would be other challenge. So there is a possibility of creating some other value there. What I mean is, these are some of the areas where customer sees value in terms of benefit derived, or the criteria he decides in terms of reliability. Probably when you talk about courier, so courier, if the scenario is that the material which is to be delivered is of utmost importance, and you are looking for urgency, then you are looking for reliability courier. Reliable courier means in terms of reliability of the courier, and not very ordinary courier who may or may not and will give you 100 excuses for not delivering. So it will depend on the situation, it will depend on the geography, it will depend on the type of customer, it will depend on the type of situation one is in. And then probably the moment he sees value getting created out of the brand or out of the services, customer would be ready to pay for it. So this is what is optimization in profitability, or maximizing profitability through right pricing. Covering fixed price and variable cost. So as a matter of fact, when you are talking about pricing methodology or pricing strategy, one has to keep in mind that both these prices, fixed price and variable cost, fixed cost and variable cost have to be recovered in the pricing mechanism. Because if you fail to recover that, then somebody, who is going to recover that? So every business needs to recover the cost in order to make a profit. Working out cost accurately is an essential part of working out pricing. If you want to make, or if you want to work on price, please understand what is the cost. And divide cost under two headings, fixed and the variables. So fixed costs are all those costs, regardless of how much or how little you sell, they are going to be there in terms of rent of the property or rent of the office, salaries and business rates and all that. Variable cost could be, depend on the sales, the transportation, the extra labor or additional raw material and something else which could be unpredictable, and there is a cost to it. So all those costs are also cost to the company. So when you set a price, it must be higher than the variable cost of producing plus the fixed cost. So only when these two costs, the fixed one and the variable, is added together, then you actually decide the actual cost of the product, and then probably if you add something more to it, then you make profit. So that is how you have to do minimum basic price. Probably it may appear too simple, but sometimes people tend to ignore variable cost, and when they ignore the variable cost, probably they tend to lose on the profits, and they say margins are not there. For example, a car dealer has a variable cost of say 18,000 rupees per car. So he has a variable cost of 18,000 per car sold. So a total fixed cost is given as a 4 lakh per year. So if a company sells 80 cars each year, it needs contribution towards the fixed cost of at least rupees 5,000 per car. So what we are doing is 4 lakh divided by 80 to avoid making loss. So that is going to take care of the fixed cost. Dealership will have to sell cars at 23,000 to get break even. Means 18,000 is anyway your fixed cost, your variable cost. You add to it your fixed cost, which is 5,000. So 18,000 plus 5,000 gives you 23,000 to get your basic bare minimum break even. So selling the cars at above 23,000 or above would help dealer make some profit. Otherwise, he gets into loss. So one has to realize that, okay, this is my cost, that is my cost, all the costs put together, this, and then I add up something to it called my profits, and then you sell the car. Probably that makes a lot of sense. So this is where we say that cost, which is the fixed and the variable, has to be considered when you do pricing, be it product, be it services, operations management. So what is this cost plus and value based. So there is something called cost plus. So, and I will also explain you what is value based. So though I have shared with you what is cost plus and value based, probably with a more example and probably explanation you will have a better idea. So cost plus pricing, it takes the cost of producing product or service and adds an amount that you need to make a profit. So you add something to the cost. Suppose that the cost of a pen, manufacturing pen, is say 10 rupees, you add 2 rupees to it and that is your profit. This is usually expressed as a percentage of the cost. It is generally more suited to the business that deal with large volumes, and therefore I gave you a very simple example of pen, soap and all that, where there is a large volume of these kind of products and you just add around say 10%, 12%, 14% and that is your margins, which operates in markets dominated by competition on price. So there is, so for a pen you have competition for toothbrush, you have competition for paste and all that, they are all huge, but there is always a competition, there is always a scope of pricing there. But cost plus pricing ignores image and market positioning. So when you talk about cost plus, so it is only talking about what is the price. So when it is only a price, so it may ignore sometimes the brand image and your market positioning. So people will say, oh, this is a very pricey car, or very cheap car, or very economical car. So if it is an economical car and all that car, so your brand positioning happens like that, and people may not even be bothered about what is the kind of positioning you have in the market. And hidden costs are easily forgotten sometimes when you talk about only cost plus based pricing. So true profit per sale is often lower than what you realize. So this is what I wish to share with you, that when you are doing cost plus pricing, please keep in mind that there is going to be a factor called variable cost, which could be in terms of your courier charges, the transportation of material, the dumperage cost, the storing cost, all that cost, which may not be seen directly, but they are there with you. And if you don't keep in mind all that, there is a possibility that the profit per sale is lower than what you actually planned for. So this is one of the limitation when you say cost plus. Now what is this value based? So when you talk about value based, this focuses on price. You believe as a marketeer that customers are willing to pay based on the benefits businesses offers them. So it is not about what is my cost and what is the value. It is like in a dessert, if you sell even one glass of water at rupees 200 rupees, and that is fine because there is no water around, and you create a big value of that one glass of water in a dessert. So it is that value which customers will believe that, oh, this is fine paying here because I am very thankful to the service provider that I am getting water in a desert where drinking water is absolutely zero or nil. So this is what value is. So value based pricing depends on the strength of the benefit you can prove your customers, that okay, this is the strength of my product or the services which I am offering you, and therefore I believe, or as a marketeer, that I am creating enough of value for you to pay me that money. If you have clearly defined benefits that give you an advantage over competitors, you can charge according to the value you offer to the customers. While this approach can prove very profitable, it can alienate potential customers who are driven only by price. Now, there is a limitation here. Like, there are two types of customers in the marketplace. One is purely value-based customer, and one can be cost-based or the very price-sensitive customer. So sometimes when you are purely going by value-based, some of the customers who are very price-conscious may not come to you, and you may lose some of the potential customers there. So that is fine, but means as a company objective or company's vision, one has to decide whether they wish to be driven by value based pricing or the cost based pricing. So simple pictorial way of sharing with you is cost plus profit is equal to cost plus pricing. Means this is that cost plus some percentage of the cost is added to the thing, and then we say cost based pricing. When I say value price, you are actually trying to fit in the need of the customer, identifying exact need, and then trying to create value for the customer. And then since you are creating value for the customer, customer is ready to pay you value based. So this is what value based pricing all about. Now the next scenario or the question comes is how to build a pricing strategy. So it is a big game when you talk about pricing strategy, and probably there can be a chapter on strategic marketing or marketing strategies with regards to pricing. But here I am just trying to share with you that few things need to be keep in mind when you talk about pricing. So need to decide whether to use cost plus or value based. So you have to decide that you are into the bracket of cost plus or value based pricing. Secondly, it is important to find out what competitors offer and what they charge. So it is equally important that what is the kind of competition which is in and what is that competition is charging today. If competition is charging whatever XYZ and you are also charging XYZ, and if you are offering something more than the competition, then probably you are in the game. The perception of product or service is also important. And here I think that brand, you know, brand value of the service provider, like when you say in the domain of say telecom, when you say Airtel or Vodafone or Reliance, probably you may have your own perceptions about this brand, and therefore you will say, okay, for this brand I am ready to pay a little more, and therefore they can have different pricing strategies also. So this is where pricing strategy will also talk about the perception of the customer or the positioning of the customers, positioning of the product or the service brand in the minds of the customer. So whatever price you set, check that they cover all the cost and can deliver profit to the company. Yeah. So when you talk about strategies, probably as a part of your service marketing, those things will be covered. I'm just trying to share here with you that as a part of service operation business, pricing is important, and just follow some of the basic principles of pricing. How do we get into pricing? And you get this slides give you, or this chapter gives you some idea about what is this price and how do we get into the price. So different pricing tactics could be discounting. So somebody believes that, okay, I need to, a lot of customers like to see what is discount, and they say, okay, if there is a discount, I buy. So no, some customers are discount driven, and you focus on the discount driven customer and you say, okay, since they are going to give me discount, I say, okay, you take discount and you buy from me. Odd value based pricing is, some customers like to see the price and they say, okay, I'm not interested in paying 100 rupees or $100, but I'll pay $99. So fine. Like for some customers, this getting into three figure or double digits or triple digit. So it is all about psychology. So when you talk about odd value pricing, it's actually trying to play on the psychology. Like some of the breakfast, so they say, okay, if the breakfast snacks are available in less than 5 rupees, I'm fine. Or if they are at less than 2 digit, 9 rupees, I'm fine. So the moment it's 10, probably I say, no, it is 2 digit number and I can't invest. Probably it is only a difference of 1 rupee or even less than 1 rupee. But this is a mindset game where people will have to decide, and customers also keep on deciding between the pricing and not to buy or to buy. Loss leader approach is probably that you are not in a position to sell, and then you say, okay, I lower my price. Skimming is something which I wish to share with you, that when you talk about skimming is when the product is new in the market, and the market means both the product is new and the market is also new. The product is new and the market is also new. So when you have that kind of scenario where your product leads the market, so when the product leads the market, there is a clear cut opportunity that there would be some leaders in the market who would be interested in buying. So when they are interested in buying, don't sell it at a very low price. You can sell at a high price, premium. And that is where we say, please, you can use a skimming strategy when your product is new to the market, and the market itself is new, and the product is also new and market is also fresh. So when both is, or the things are fresh and there is no competition because you have a new product or innovative product. So when the product is new to the market and there is a clear cut opportunity that there is no competition, means in terms of your PLC, probably we can say it is in an introduction stage. So during that introduction stage, please use skimming as a strategy. But if your product is something which is already there in the market and it is other competitors have already market share with them, then you are left with no other strategy but to have a penetration pricing. Penetration pricing means you are getting into an order qualifier mode. So qualifier means you have all the features with your product or services that are making you eligible to be there in the marketplace. So use penetration strategy or penetration pricing during that time. So these are some of the different tactics which is used by the product marketer or the service marketer. Raising or lowering prices. Now this is another issue, when to raise or when to lower. Now, there are two key questions you will need to answer. What will or what effect will the price change have on the volume of sales? Suppose a product is being sold at say 10 rupees, and if I have to reduce the price, what will be the increase in volume? Or if I increase the price, what effect will be there on the volume of sales? So will it increase or decrease? And what will the effect be on the profit per sale? So two things are important, volume and profit. When I say volume, I am saying if I change my price, increase or decrease my price, when I say change my price, what impact will it have on my volumes? And what will be the effect on my profit per sale? So we can have two scenarios. One is increasing the price and the decreasing price, or keep the price same. So when you say increasing the price, so increased price can improve profitability even though sales volumes may drop. So sometimes when you increase the price, normally what you can see is, okay, you have increased the price, you know, and you see that profitability per sale is increasing, but your volumes may go down. So if you are increasing price, always explain to the customer why you are doing it. So if you have a justification for increasing the price, I think initially there could be a little drop in the volume, but customer will realize that there is a real need for increasing the price. And when you do not have too much of competition, probably you are in a safer zone. You can use the price change as an opportunity to re-emphasize the benefits you offer. So whenever you are increasing the price, you don't think that you are only increasing the price, you are also creating an opportunity for yourself to emphasize the benefits which you offer towards your product or services. A good explanation can also strengthen relationship with a customer. So you have a clear-cut opportunity to strengthen your relationship with the customers as well. So there are also ways that you can hide price increase. For example, you might introduce new higher price product or services and make older cheaper ones obsolete, lower the specification and cost while maintaining the same price. So the other way of looking at it is, okay, when you introduce your new product and increase the price, and you can lower your price with the existing product. So what we are saying is create a difference in the type of product or the features of the product in terms of technicalities and play around with the price. But be aware that hiding price increases can risk adverse, in case there is an adverse reaction, probably you are at a risk, and because customers are also smart nowadays, so it is very difficult to fool around with the customers. So when you are doing all that, be very careful. But this is one of the ways of playing around in the marketplace. You should never take the decision to lower price lightly. Means, you know, I'll give you a very simple example of one of the programs which, you know, one company had offered, and they were talking about 6,000 rupees for a program. The company was doing some telemarketing activity and they realized that this pricing is too high and customers are not inclined or are interested in paying towards it. So they said that, okay, don't pay 6,000, probably can you pay 5,000? So I raised the question that how many of you, or while telemarketing, how many customers have actually shown interest that, okay, they are ready to pay 5,000 rupees for it? And if they have not done, please check with the customers first before you decide to lower the price, because slight increase or slight decrease in the price doesn't really affect, you know, at least in the service domain and in the education industry, because, you know, people are looking for value creation, people are looking for the real benefits which the education is going to provide them. Concentrate on building profits rather than cutting price. So a simple but a very clear-cut message that don't focus on discounts and other stuffs, rather than focus on profits and profit per piece, profit per customer. It is rare to buy a product solely because of the price. I don't think, and I am very strong believer that I don't think the customers buy only because there is a price cut or low price. See, there can be occasion, especially in sales and all that, there can be an occasion that somebody is buying something because of the price, but not often. So this is a very rare scenario, and some of the marketers are also taking the advantage of this scenario, but in the long run this is not the solution. We were talking about reducing the prices and when to reduce and when not to reduce. Some of the ways of calculating prices are cost plus pricing, the target return pricing. Target return pricing is what is the target you have set for yourself, and then based on that, what is the kind of return you are looking for, or the ROI, return on investment kind of thing, and then you say, okay, because I am looking for that kind of returns, I am saying this is my price. Value based pricing, psychological pricing, which we talked about in terms of odd value pricing, or not discounting and all those, which are actually psychological based pricing. Fair point pricing. This is a fair shop kind of thing, where you say, okay, I have this cost and I have this is I feel that based on this geography, this everything put together, this is the fair price. Popular price point. Some people are only focusing on price, and say, okay, come here for pricey scenario, and it is very economical and it's not pricey, not at all pricey. So this is very popular shop. Like some shops called 99 and 11 and 14 and all that kind of shops, where they say you get a product with a very reasonable price. And one is the positioning. So when you talk about positioning, somebody in the business who is concerned about quality, who is concerned about premiums, who is concerned about the brand, who is concerned about the value, will focus on positioning and packaging, and then would say that customers would believe in all that, which is so important in terms of the behavior of the customer or the services being delivered to him, and the kind of approach the marketeer has. So all that can be taken care when you talk about positioning, and then your pricing can be accordingly done when you talk about pricing method or calculating pricing. Pricing strategy objectives. So when you price, so your strategy objectives could be maximize current profits, maximize cash flows, maximize profit margins, maximize sales quantity, serve different market segment, serve different market verticals, generate new customers, create additional sales opportunities, minimize credit sales or minimize barriers to purchase. So we have already shared this in some way or the other in the discussion, but for your understanding, is when I say strategy, the company's objective is to have clear cut strategy. When I say I maximize my current profits, so my focus is all on profits, and I focus on maximizing the current profit. So if my current profits are 10%, can I focus on increasing the profit to 11 or 1 more percent additional? Maximize cash flow. So in case you have a cash flow crunch and all that, and if you feel that cash flow is going to be the most important in your business, then you say, okay, probably I don't feel that there is a need to focus too much on profits, but cash flow is more important. Ensure that the cash flow is smooth and all that. Maximizing profit margins. So how do I maximize my margins? So there can be reduction in cost, increase in sales, increasing price, increasing positioning and all that, and then you say, okay, profit margins are getting increased and I'm happy about it. Maximizing sales quantity means here we are talking about, say, market share or volumes. So I wish to sell at least this number of volumes in that market, and therefore whatever price is, I'm fine with that. So these are some of the different methods of looking at it when I say, or probably some of the customers, or during in some of the markets you feel that, okay, this price is a barrier to purchase, and can I work on the price? So, or can I really reduce my credit period with the customer? So all that is so important when you talk about business flow, and especially the money flow and cash flow. So based on this, pricing can be done, and pricing strategies can be used by the different types of businesses. Yeah. So some of the basic six steps in the businesses when you talk about pricing or price strategy is select the pricing objective. So we have shown you the pricing objectives. Could be profitability, could be return, could be market share, could be sales, could be barriers to the customers, and so many objectives. So once you decide the pricing objective, decide where you want to position your market offerings. So you will also have to decide, along with your pricing objective, the positioning part of it. So where do you want to position? And then determine the kind of demand. So what is the kind of demand your product has or your services has? Estimate definitely the cost. Analyze the competitor's cost. Now, also, if you don't only see what is the competitor's price, but if you can analyze competitor's cost and the offers being available by the competition, select a pricing method which we have discussed or which you feel is appropriate for your business, and finally select the price. So if you do this step-by-step approach, probably you will have a better control on the price, you will have a better reasoning for price, and once you have a better reason for the price, probably your confidence in the market increases, and the moment you know that this is the price I wish to charge and this is the right price which I need to charge, I think you can convince the customer for doing this. So in all, there is a big scope of working on price, and especially in the services domain and services operations business, because there is no tangible product and there is very difficult to tangibilize the pricing, you know, saying by that this is the cost of the product and this is the cost of the service and this is cost of total cost. So in the service, it is pure service. It is only services. Sometimes, especially when you say, you know, the price being charged by a doctor or by a consulting agent, where nothing is seen, but a lot of things can be happening in terms of value creation. So understand what is that value which is getting created, and you one can charge accordingly. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm sure you have understood the concept of pricing in the services operations, and in generic also, probably I have covered in such a fashion that probably if it is a service product business or only product business, probably similar can be used in the product or service business. Thank you very much.